Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is accused of telling Iran about Israeli operations, and now there are demands for him to be investigated and resign over allegedly telling America's secrets to an adversary. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Fox News leads the call to remove Kerry.
This is something that deserves a Senate investigation. If it is indeed proven to be accurate, then John Kerry should seriously consider resignation. What really worries me a good bit is how you could see these despotic regimes emboldened to push back on the United States.
Kerry denies the allegations. Politics and award shows don't sit well with Americans. Sunday night's Oscars audience dropped to an all-time low on ABC, down 60% from a year ago. USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How about getting paid to get the COVID-19 vaccine? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
One state is trying to give its younger residents an incentive to get vaccinated against COVID-19. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice announced Monday that West Virginians aged 60 to 35 who get their shots will receive a $100 savings bond. Justice says that the pace of vaccinations for younger residents was not progressing as fast as he would like, so the state came up with a savings bond as a reward. The program will be funded with money West Virginia received as part of the CARES Act.
West Virginia has nearly 1.8 million residents. The fact-checkers at the Washington Post released their assessment of President Biden's false and misleading claims in his first 100 days in office. According to the WaPo report, Biden has made 67 false or misleading statements in all his speeches, interviews, tweets, and public statements he has made as president. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Health officials are sounding the alarm over Americans getting their first COVID-19 shot and not returning for the second COVID-19 follow-up shot. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and missed the second. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. Dr. Richard Besser says that the rising number of people missing the second shot is worrisome. The former acting director of the CDC tells CNN that the second dose is needed as additional protection against variants of the virus.
Early vaccine recipients had a much higher completion rate for their second dose. And the reason it's concerning is that we know that with the first dose, you get a pretty good level of those protective factors, the antibodies. But with that second dose, the level goes up. And the belief is that with the second dose, you're going to get a much longer lasting protection. So getting that first dose is great, but coming back for that second dose is really important, especially as we have variants that are traveling around.
Both the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines require two doses to offer the full benefit. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration said the United States should lean more aggressively to lift coronavirus restrictions. Dr. Scott Gottlieb said the decline in new cases is locked in at this point, and he does not expect another surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you got the address, right? BillMartinezShow.com. Real treat for you. Ken Starr is with us. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. Ken Starr has had what all of us would know as a distinguished career in academia, the law, and public service, currently of counsel to the Lanier Law Firm. Ken served as president and chancellor of Baylor University. This is why he's so proud, because the Baylor Bears men's national basketball champions. So we'll make sure we mention that and highlight it, because you know the Star family is still bouncing around the house with pom-poms and everything. Just
bouncing bears.
Hey, yes, exactly. What a great run for the Baylor Bears. I know you're proud of them and these young men. I mean, what dedication and teamwork they exemplified.
Yes, and they've got a great leader and coach, Scott Drew, who coaches those young men beyond the game. He cares about them as human beings. He cares about their families. So thank you for those kind words. Go Bears.
Yes, exactly. Well, we had to get that in there. I mean, after all, national champions and all. Ken, I got to tell you, I cannot thank you enough for the book, Religious Liberty in Crisis. Being a man of faith myself as well, you really encouraged me in this book, because we've been saying on this show for quite a while that, you know, religious liberty has been in the crosshairs of the left. There is a war on religious liberty, and people of faith have kind of been rather casual about it, as evidenced by their response during this COVID time. And you mentioned this, you mentioned these, the aspects of what we're dealing with culturally in the book, and COVID-19 is just one of several that you mentioned.
Yes, and you know what? David of biblical fame had a slingshot. We have the Constitution, and it's a pretty powerful slingshot to defend ourselves, but especially to defend religious liberty. And Bill, you and I both know this is our first freedom. The very first 16 words of the First Amendment go to protecting religious freedom, and it is under assault. It's certainly in crisis in state after state, and so we need to equip ourselves. And so the good news that I hope to bring in this book to lay readers, I don't want this to be a law book. I want it to be a book for citizens who care about America's culture of freedom, including religious liberty, and for it to be a source not just of comfort, but a tool that they can use in the battle for the hearts and minds, including, frankly, of our children and our grandchildren.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I think it's quite interesting that the left, the Marxist left, has gone after this foundational element of our Constitution. Without our faith, without religious liberty, the Constitution implodes, doesn't it, Ken?
Absolutely. John Adams put it so well when he said our Constitution is for a religious people. And so if we don't have this foundation of faith, and we're certainly moving in that direction, then the Constitution stops working. Now, why is that? So why? That doesn't make any sense. Yes, it does, because without this biblical faith foundation, then it becomes a matter of power. Who has power? And aren't we seeing that? Aren't we seeing in governor's mansions? Aren't we seeing that, frankly, in Washington, D.C.? We have the power, therefore we're going to work our will. As opposed to, wait a second, what happened to the spirit of reason discourse, the prophet Isaiah, come let us reason together? No, get out of the way. We're in charge here. And so exactly. What do we do when the bulldozers start coming in? Well, we have something that's mightier than the sword, and that is the Constitution and the faith foundation on which it's based.
Well, exactly, because we know that our liberties do not come from the government. They come from God themselves. I mean, our founding fathers made it clear that God was our source for our liberties. I mean, this is the very thing that draws people from nations around the world, you know, to this country, is because of liberty. In this particular case, we're talking religious liberty, but that is tied into you know, the whole idea of freedom, because without religion, without God's hand, and as George Washington say, the hand of providence himself, we don't have liberty.
Yes, and we don't have the foundation for saying, you know, your view counts. Why do we have freedom of speech as well as freedom of faith? It's because we respect one another, as opposed to I'm right, you're wrong, and I'm going to cancel you out. But thank you for lifting up the vision of the founding. This is the Declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident. We don't have to prove them. We don't have to demonstrate them.
Right.
We don't even need to debate them. If you want to debate them, we can. You have the right to do that. But what are these? These we are endowed by our Creator. Those are the words of the Declaration. And it's why William O. Douglas, who was very much a person of the progressive left, as a justice could say so many years ago, but his words ring true today. And these are the words of William O. Douglas speaking for the Supreme Court. We are a religious people whose institutions presuppose a supreme being. And I think people could say amen to that. So
yes,
as we
amen.
Move toward this age of secularism, and especially hostile secularism to religious faith, then we need to equip ourselves so we can be effective and winsome advocates without ever having set foot in a law school.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, what people need to have their eyes open to see is that the attack on religious liberty is so obvious. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. We've seen this playbook before, and what they're trying to do, I mean, it's like the Book of Romans again. We're reminded there's this great exchange that's coming into play here. It's our God for their God, our big G God for their small G God, and every time this has happened historically, it has meant devastation to the people.
Complete. That's such a powerful biblical message, isn't it? I'm now rereading the book of Jeremiah. We're warning.
Please, right.
Stop doing what you're doing. The God's in high places. And so it was C.S. Lewis who said, man's natural state seems to be paganism. You know, we're wired to believe. And so I think what's happening in the cultural debate that's underway now is we have social media, we have entertainment, we have sports, etc. We don't need this, you know, God is dead, Nietzsche, God is dead,
right.
Or God is irrelevant. And so we need to be able, with that kind of hostility, is expressed to religion, and then to here is what I think is so foundational to who we are as a free people, freedom of conscience and respecting conscientious objectors. And maybe we can talk about a case or two that involves exactly that, conscientious objectors who've been protected in this country. Even before, during the revolution, every single state protected the individual conscience, the conscientious objectors who could not take up arms against the British. They respect
exactly.
that. We're
right.
moving away from that right now.
Yeah, let's get into detail on the other side of the break. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Ken Starr and his new book after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Fresh and independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Also great to be talking with Ken Starr. We're talking about his new book, Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. Ken, before we went to break, you brought up the idea of conscientious objection And there's liberty in that, right?
Absolutely. The very idea of human dignity means I can't go along with that. And so government should not be coercing individuals in matters of conscience, except for the most paramount, compelling kinds of reasons. In our country, Bill, you and I so share this so deeply. Liberty is the baseline. Freedom is the baseline. And so if an individual, let's just use the case of Jack Phillips, the now famous cake maker, designer in Denver in Lakewood, Colorado, he couldn't in conscience, even though he will serve everyone, regardless of their race, national origin, their gender identity, their sexual orientation. He'll serve anyone and everyone. But there's certain things he can't do. He won't celebrate a divorce. I want a cake, a design cake, not just a cake. You know, they'll sell you a cake in the shop. But I want you to design a specialty cake to celebrate my divorce. No, I can't do that. To celebrate Halloween. No, I can't do that. I can celebrate All Saints Day, but not Halloween. I view that as demonic. Now, not everybody's going to agree with that, right? And then other Christian bakers will say, oh, okay, I don't mind doing it. If you want to celebrate it, I'm going to do it. But what about the person who's an act of conscience? And this is what he could not do. He could not celebrate a same-sex marriage. And the Colorado Civil Rights Commission then said, then you are a very naughty guy. This is a mischievous mask for discrimination and hatred and bigotry. Just a terrible thing said about Jack Phillips. Guess what? The Supreme Court said, Colorado Civil Rights Commission, 7-2, you are evincing hostility to religion. You cannot do that as government officials.
That's huge. That's huge with that kind of return, 7-2. It's not even close.
Massive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Big victory for people of faith and for Jack as well. And certainly we followed and reported on that story. Give us another story of conscientious objection.
Yes, they're underway as we see in so many news reports. But another happy ending with the owners of Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby, 600-plus stores around the country. Wonderful stores. These are people of faith who could not, in conscience, provide the full panoply of contraceptive services required by the Obama administration. The Obama administration, as part of its regulation, said you've got to provide these 21 separate kinds of services, methods of contraception, and so forth. The Green family, deeply faithful evangelical Christians, said, Caesar, we can do 17 of these, but we can't do 4 because we view those with science supporting them as abortifacients, right? This comes after conception, and to us, life begins. Human life begins at conception. And the government said, I'm so sorry, you just have to bow down to Caesar. And the Supreme Court of the United States, more divided court, but nonetheless still upheld the Hobby Lobby Green family's view that we cannot do that as a matter of conscience, in a mighty opinion by Justice Samuel Alito, who, by the way, is one of the unsung heroes of the Supreme Court. In case after case, Justice Sam Alito is such a powerful and eloquent voice for religious liberty. And there are times when the entire court agrees with the proposition of religious liberty, especially when it comes to issues of autonomy, including, and this is so important for people, of Christian schools and keeping the government out of regulating religious schools in the terms of schools deciding who will teach. And we're going to, I'm sorry, we're going to make a decision that may even go against the civil rights laws of the United States, but we have that right to do it. And the court upheld that 9-0.
Yeah, the right of autonomy, right?
Exactly. The right of autonomy is so important to religious life, to faith communities.
Well, Ken Starr, religious liberty in crisis, you mentioned render to Caesar in referencing Jesus in the book. You said Jesus said very clearly, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, to God the things that are God. And it is imperative upon people of faith to know the difference, right?
Absolutely. And what the book strives to do, and I hope with some success, is to identify six great principles of religious liberty that every citizen, even high schoolers, I think even middle school kids, but certainly high school kids and beyond, can steep themselves through homeschooling or whatever, Sunday school classes, can avail themselves of this tool and to say, we want to become not just better informed, we all want to be well informed, but we want to be effective soldiers of freedom, peace-loving, winsome soldiers. And these six great principles, such as autonomy, such as freedom of conscience, such as freedom from coercion, these great principles, which aren't just some philosophical framework of thinking about life, these are principles that are in our Constitution.
And this is why it's so important that every American knows their rights, because we know the educational systems have been overtaken by the Marxists. They've been indoctrinating our kids. I mean, it is amazing around the households of America, Ken, when the kids come home on college break around Thanksgiving or Christmas, and they're sitting around the dinner table, and the conversations, and the parents are in shock. They're going, what happened to my child in a very short number of months? And I send them to this expensive college for them to come back and be fully indoctrinated in a short period of time.
It's very dispiriting, and so we have to do homeschooling, so to speak, in the informal sense of let's talk around the table, but we want to be informed so that we have the arguments to rebut the terrible kinds of things, including, frankly, that this country is a bad country. If this country is such a bad country, why are people knocking at the door, climbing over walls and so forth to get in? And if socialism is so great, why aren't people moving to Venezuela? They are moving out of Venezuela. And they would be happy if they could, those who are there would be happy if they could get out. Cuba, how many people are leaving Miami to migrate to Cuba? And how many?
Yeah. So, no, the boats are always going north, aren't they? they're not going south.
And they're going to freedom. You know, the Statue of Liberty, isn't that just perfect? You know, it started out as a gift just to symbolize friendship between the people of France and the people of the United States. But here it is. It's now this powerful symbol. And I think, to be honest, Governor Cuomo needs to sail out and look up at the Statue of Liberty a bit more, and so does Mayor de Blasio. But that's the point. People are coming to the United States because we are the sweet land of liberty, and shame on those in the educational world who would, shall I just say, dump on America. Of course, every country is imperfect. We understand that. The human race has fallen. We have much that we need to be accountable for and so forth. But let's not ignore the fact that our country is founded on freedom. And by the way, I do need to get out these wonderful, powerful words of the Northwest Ordinance of 1787 and then passed again by the First Congress in 1789. Religion, this is in federal law, religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind. So there it is, those three legs of the stool, those three pillars. And if people say, oh, well, America was founded on slavery, excuse me, the Northwest Ordinance, which had those words, forbade slavery in the Northwest Territory, which really began with Ohio. We're not talking about Oregon and Washington State. We're talking about Ohio and Indiana and Michigan. We're talking about the heartland of America.
Perfectly said, Ken Starr. Congratulations on the book. It is a true gift, and I appreciate all the effort that went into it. Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty, available now, and will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
Hey, Bill. Thank you. God bless you.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can
can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is accused of telling Iran about Israeli operations, and now there are demands for him to be investigated and resign over allegedly telling America's secrets to an adversary. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Fox News leads the call to remove Kerry.
This is something that deserves a Senate investigation. If it is indeed proven to be accurate, then John Kerry should seriously consider resignation. What really worries me a good bit is how you could see these despotic regimes emboldened to push back on the United States.
Kerry denies the allegations. Politics and award shows don't sit well with Americans. Sunday night's Oscars audience dropped to an all-time low on ABC, down 60% from a year ago. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. My good friend Carl Gallups joins us, the celebrated author, critically acclaimed Amazon Top 60 best-selling author. This is how serious he is, okay? And, of course, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, former decorated law enforcement officer as well. Hey, Carl, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing great, Bill. Thanks for the great introduction, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, always enjoy having you on. You know, it's just we just need to do it more often with our schedules and everything, as crazy as they are. But lots to catch up on here right now.
What we need to do is quit lying to each other because we both say that every time you're on my show or whenever I'm on your show. We need to do this more often. But anyway, thanks for having me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that keeps coming up, you know, repeatedly these days, Carl, is I'm going to get to the heart of the matter here, and that is, in light of COVID, in light of the lawlessness that's taking place, rumors of wars, all this that's going on, the question is God judging us?
Yeah. Well, listen, I want you all to know I'm not here to sell a book, but I write my book so that people can have references to the things that I say in these brief interviews. I know sometimes I'll say things that sound awfully sensational, but I'm not pulling it out of my back pocket. I delve for years into research into these things, scriptural, contextual, biblical languages, scholarship, all the way back to the first century and right into our day. So, yes. All of these things I put them together in my latest book called The Summoning, which is sold out all over the world continually. But anyway, I encourage your listeners to get it. But here's the deal. Yes, there is a listen, the Word of God says that judgment begins in the house of the Lord in the last days. Jesus told a parable about the separating of the tares from the wheat in the last days. Now, I'm not making making any judgments upon any pastors or churches or people who claim to be Christians. I just know what the Word of God says, and I know what we're watching happening in our world. For the first time since the birth of the church 2,000 years ago, the year 2020 rounded the corner, and for the very first time in 2,000 years, all over the planet, almost every church was closed on Resurrection Sunday.
Amazing.
And Resurrection Sunday is the Sunday that celebrates the destruction of Satan's kingdom. It seems like Satan knows something that most of the world is missing, and sadly, most of the church is missing. And we are living in a time when the church is being winnowed out, the tares are being pulled from the wheat. And again, I'm not making that judgment, and God tells us not to make it, but he tells us he's going to do it before his return. And here we sit, just a few days from now, 73 years, the other side of the return of Israel, the blooming of the fig tree that Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 24. I've got all of that in my book with all the overwhelming scholarship that says that's exactly what he meant, that the marking of the last days before his return would begin with the return of Israel. Now, if that's so, and I believe it is, but if that's so, Jesus said, an entire generation that lives during that day will not even pass away until all of this happens, including his return. I don't know how long a generation is, but 73 years have already passed.
Right.
All of my life and all of your life, we grew up with Israel in the land, but it's only been there 73 years.
Exactly, to think about that. And you look at all the other signs that are before us, Carl, and you and I have discussed this. I've discussed it with other guests. You know, we talk about the brothers Issachar, that they were commended for being, you know, sensitive. They were students of the time and signs, and you and I and others have been students of this. We look at these signs and go, okay, what's happening? What's happening in the heavens? What indications, signs and wonders that are taking place? But, you know, to me, all this is happening, no surprise to God, but, you know, even if people say, okay, I don't think God's judging us,
right,
but what have you got to lose to at least take inventory and meditate on the fact that what if God is judging us? Are you prepared for the second coming?
Yes. No, you're right. Let me give an example, again, for people who are still struggling with, well, I don't think God's judging us. Number one, how could he not? 65, 70 million children since 1973, we've thrown to the fires of Molech as a as a nation.
Right.
Again, I'm not judging individual choices that people and families have made in the cases of, you know, the mother dying or the child, you know, being severely deformed, et cetera. I'm just talking about 98% of abortions are done for convenience, and we've killed 70 million. But listen to this. This is going to shock your audience if they don't know this. God's first institution he created was marriage. And Jesus said, Matthew 19:4, he said, and by the way, have you not remembered from the beginning God made them male and female? And for this reason, the man will leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and the two will become one flesh. And then he said, I'm going to put this in modern language, but this is exactly what it means. He said, and man had better not ever mess with that institution. What God has made, let not man mess with it. Now get this. June the 26th, 2015, the greatest republic the planet has ever seen, the greatest and largest, quote, Christian nation the planet has ever seen, the most blessed, the most powerful, the most wealthy nation that God has ever blessed, one that millions of people are still beating our borders down to try to get into. On June the 26th, 2015, just five, 6 years ago this June, the Supreme Court said, in effect, we don't know what a marriage is anymore. We are declaring that it can be anything you want. We are taking what God ordained and we're changing the meaning of it. What's important is if people think, well, we're not under judgment. June the 26th, 2015, your audience can go look this up on Google, any internet search engine. That date, that specific date, and only that date, June the 26th, 2015, corresponded exactly with the ninth of Tammuz on the Hebrew calendar. The ninth of Tammuz was the day that Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came into Jerusalem, breached the walls, tore the temple down, and carried the people of God off in captivity.
Wow.
Brother, I'm telling you, this nation is under the hand of God's judgment. Now, that doesn't mean that he doesn't still dearly love all that would come to him and those who have come to him that live in this land. Just like in the days of Noah, he preserved his chosen ones. Just like in the days of Lot, he preserved his chosen ones. Peter tells us, if God knows how to take care of Noah in his day, if he knew how to take care of Peter in his day, he'll know how to take care of us in the day of the Lord. Jesus said in Luke 17 and in Matthew 24, the final days before the coming of the Lord will be just like the days of Noah and just like the days of Lot. I write about all of this in my book, The Summoning, but you can tell I'm very passionate about it. Listen, I love life. I'm very positive. I don't set dates. I just know what's happening. I mean, because I know the word.
Well, the thing is, you see, we're commanded to go forth and take, this is all part of the gospel message. This is all part of the great love story that God has for his creation. And we're assigned certain areas of the wall that we are responsible for. And if we do not fulfill our obligation, then the blood is on our hands, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly right. You're referring to Ezekiel and the watchman on the wall and how God says, look, I've appointed you. He's talking to Ezekiel, but it transfers to all of God's people through all of time, especially as it gets close to the end. He said, I've appointed you as a watchman on the wall. You're looking for the enemy. You're looking for the approaching days of war. You're looking for it, and you've got a shofar, and you will blow it, and you watch. And he says, so if you see that day coming, and you don't warn your fellow people, then their blood will be on your hands.
Exactly.
But if you warn them and they reject it, then their blood is on their own hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a key step and critical step in all this, Carl, is that we have to come into alignment with God. This is where the return comes in, where repentance, you know, precedes revival. People are looking to revival, but there is an order of things that must be done, God's order of things and God's way, and we're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break with Pastor
Carl. How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking with the senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, an Amazon top 60 best-selling author, a conservative talk radio host himself, heard nationally and internationally, celebrating what, man, you're almost 20 years now
you've been
sending out books like biscuits here. You're incredible,
brother. I have just finished 34 years pastoring my church. I'm going into my 35th year there.
Yeah. No, I knew that part, but I mean, as far as being on the radio, you know, 20 years. I mean,
22 years, I think, yeah.
Well, yeah, that is awesome. Anyway, we're talking about Carl's latest book that, you know, is literally flying off the shelves. So, you know, this really reinforces what you and I are talking about, and that is the people of God are hungry for the truth, Carl. You know, we're fed up with, you know, the culture right now. It is sold out. It is in the narrative. False, you know, anonymous reporting, all this stuff. yeah, the deception reigns. But this is all part and parcel of what happened during the time of Noah. And Jesus warned us that during this period of time, even Isaiah said, "Woe on the day when evil is called good and good is called evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet." We're right here. We're living in an upside down world. And the only thing that turns it right back up where it needs to be is God himself. And if we are not connected with God and talking to God and say, "Okay, God, what is this all about? What is it that I should do?" You know, the word says that you order my steps in such a way to where I am in alignment with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost going forward, doing your will. Because right now, if there was ever a time, Carl, where we should let go of that which is of this world, it is now to focus on eternity and where we're headed here.
Yeah. No,
is that fair?
I mean, no, you're right. And here's the deal. I'm not parsing your words because you are absolutely right. But what I've been telling people for decades is it has always been that time.
Yeah.
But now the prophetic signs are screaming at us. And I know some people would say, but, you know, every generation has always thought it was the... I understand that. In fact, Peter even talks about that in 2 Peter chapter 3. He says, in the last day, people will say, it's always been the same. It goes on as ever before. There's nothing new, nothing different. But there is something new. God dropped a time clock right in the midst of our lives.
Right.
And he said for thousands of years before he did it, he said that was would be what he was going to do. And it would be something that not only would the nations not miss, but they would be appalled by it. Most of the nations would hate what he was going to do. And then he said, I'm going to bring Israel back, and I'm going to put them in the midst of the nations. The nations will align themselves against them, but I'm doing this so that the nations will know that I am the Lord and they are in the last days.
Exactly.
And brother, we are 73 years.
Exactly.
In just a few weeks, the other side of that time clock. So that's what's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every generation has thought perhaps it would see the coming of Jesus. Well, it did. Or the return of Israel. Well, now here we are.
Yeah.
But it's that return of Israel that marks the time clock.
Well, again, God is consistent in fulfilling his promises. And I thought initially, I kind of knew you were going to be talking about Israel, but even before Israel, in terms of the big offense, it was Jesus himself.
Sure.
Jesus himself coming, and he was such an offense, they said, hey, we got to kill this guy. And then he wouldn't stay dead. How dare him?
Yeah, how dare him? And how dare Satan this year, 2020, or, you know, this year before us, how dare him shut down all the churches of the world? I mean, there were a few exceptions, but basically all of them on Resurrection Sunday.
Right.
And a lot of the churches of the world were shut down this Resurrection Sunday. Listen, we have remote membership in our church now. Mm-hmm. People from Germany, people from Canada. Oh, my gosh, Canada's just in a godless police state situation right now.
Yes.
Germany, other nations of the world where their governments have still said, no, you can't go back to church yet. We'll put you in jail.
Right.
I mean, brother, this has never happened ever on a global scale since the birth of the church.
Well, as you say, this is why Satan is losing his absolute skull over all this, because he knows the time is drawing nigh, and he's in a full blown panic to do whatever he can, and he's using instruments of this world to do his bidding. Whether we're talking about abortion, whether we're talking about lawlessness and let's defund the police. I mean, the insanity that is going on and the level of irresponsibility. But the fact of the matter is we got to go back. We've got to, we see this and people say, what do I do? I said, are you talking to God?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, it's that simple. Are you talking to God?
That's it. Are you right with God through Jesus Christ? And, you know, you just spoke scripture, and I know you knew what you were doing. But for your audience, Bill just spoke from Revelation chapter 12 when he said Satan was losing his mind. The scripture says that woe unto you, earth, in those last days, because Satan has been thrown down to you. And he is filled with rage because at that point he knows his time is short. And then after that, it says, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is exactly what it says, and all the scholarship agrees, that in the last days, he will put his focus, since he can't get his hands on Jesus anymore. See, he thought he put Jesus on the cross. He filled Judas to get him there. And then the 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, but if the rulers of this age had only known, they would not have crucified Jesus. Well, Satan didn't know that the crucifixion and resurrection was going to start his downfall. So he did all that. But the point is, now that he can't get his hands on Jesus anymore, he's going after Israel and the church. That's what Revelation 12 said 2,000 years ago. We're the first generation to now be living in the midst of the attacks on Israel, the attacks on the church. It is global. It has never before been seen on the face of the planet. And yet many pastors, Christians, and churches are listening to us right now saying, we're not under judgment. There's nothing. It's just, it'll all go back to normal before long.
Right. Yeah, but lest they forget, Carl, their reason to exist. What is their purpose? I'm talking the church right now. I mean, we talked initially about the people, about individual listeners here who are, you know, by divine appointment, happen to tune in right now, and they need to hear this message.
Yeah,
and
very
so the message was given to you that you've got to reconnect.
Yeah,
connect.
No.
And if you're already connected, then connect deeper, because, you know, the word is clear. People without revelation, you know, cast off restraint. And when you look at our streets of America today, It's absolute chaos. That, this is what happens. You cast off restraint. You disconnect from the truth. And when you disconnect from God and the truth, heaven help us. And this is what we're, this is what's going on. All the riots, all the burning. I mean, almost $4 billion of public damage in this summer of love that's taken place. And nobody, and it's like people are yawning. They're just shrugging over this stuff. You know, it's ridiculous, Carl, but look at the deal is the truth is the truth. God is still on the throne, and there are specific, it's not a theoretical deal. It's not fast and loose. There are specific steps and commitments that God is looking, you know, is commanding us to do. And if we refuse to do that, I don't know.
Well, let me put it like this. And you're absolutely right. The bottom line is this. I'm just going to quote some scripture and then speak to it. I know we're running out of time. We have been raised up for such a day as this. Okay? We're the Esthers of our day. We're the Noahs. We're the Lots. The Bible's very clear about that. So we are to be the salt and the light. Okay? The darkness is coming, but while there's still light, we're supposed to shine it. And we're supposed to be the salt. We're supposed to address governments and kings and leaders and governors as well as God's people, as well as the lost people around us. We should never give up standing in the Word, like you said, reconnecting with the Word, understanding the Word. Another reason I've been writing all these books to try to help people do that very thing. And the bottom line is, we've got to understand Hebrews 10. It says, do not give up meeting together, as so many are in the habit of doing. And even more so, as you see the day of God's judgment approaching. Well, brother, we're there. So do not give up fellowshipping with brothers and sisters in Christ. Do not, if you have any way at all of congregating together in person, do that. Do that. Even if you have to defy government orders. That's what's happening with pastors in Canada. Listen, just recently Ramadan was in. The Muslim mayor of Calgary allowed Muslims to do all of their Ramadan celebrations, and they told the Jews and the Christians they couldn't meet, and they put a pastor in jail over it. And I've heard him give that testimony with his own mouth just recently on Steve Bannon's show.
Right.
No, this is what we're up against. We've got to reconnect.
Well, and as you say, the time is drawing nigh. I've maintained, Carl, when Israel became a nation again, it's as if God fixed the hour hand on his prophetic clock. And what has been happening since then is we see minutes and seconds passing. I mean, this is what we're down to. I believe, in my humble opinion, that we're down to minutes and seconds. Like you say, I'm not sure what a generation is. I'm not sure either. I'm with you on that. But I do know this. God is the one who counts the minutes and seconds and hours.
Yes, he does. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, folks. Romans 10:9. Confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead.
Amen. And you will realize, I mean, you will really realize the true power of the blood of Jesus and the power of the cross, Carl Gallups.
Yep, that's absolutely right. Bill, I can't thank you enough for having me on. I believe it's probably about time to go.
We're down to 20 seconds. But okay. I'm going to give you the last word here because the summoning, people need to get there. Even though it's sold out, it's flying off the bookshelves. Get your hand on his new book, Summoning. How do they do that?
It's constantly being restocked, but it does go out quickly. CarlGallups.com, my website. Start there. Everything is there. You can even order some from my offices right now. CarlGallups.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George.